Between bad weather, computer crashes, and sick days at airlines, many Americans spent part of last weekend waiting for late holiday deliveries. While several of those parcels have made it to their destinations, day-to-day contributor Annabelle Gerwish says loved ones waiting on her holiday cards may need a little more patience.
This year, I am celebrating my unbroken record of not getting holiday cards out in a timely, orderly fashion, if at all. See, I'm not good at anything that involves organization, methodical planning, and good penmanship. Beginning with mailing list compilation, which engages my methodical planning conundrum. My lists are usually written on the back of bills or my son's homework, so when I accidentally mail or turn into school my list, I have to make a second list which inadvertently gets put into the recycling. Plus, once I've started receiving cards, I have to prioritize by sending cards to those who've sent to me, so I end up just winging it anyway. Then, because I am organizationally challenged, addresses in my Rolodex might be listed under first name, last, profession, or how we met. Some entries are cross-referenced, like Neil, who cuts my hair at Chris McMillan's salon, is listed 4 times, under hair, Chris, Neil, and S for Sharon's hair person. So if I can manage to decipher the scratchings I call my handwriting, see poor penmanship problem, he might either get 1 card, 4, or none at all because, as I mentioned, I lost the list, can't check it off, and got confused. Plus, given that I ran out of Rolodex cards years ago, most people's current addresses are listed on scraps of paper I regularly stuff into several drawers in my desk. Here, I'll pick one out at random. Charles Rose from 11th Hour Productions. Chuck, I have your name and address written down, but I might not send your card this year, because I can't remember who you are or how we met. But I'm wishing you a joyous new year, and I'll hold on to this scrap just in case it comes back to me. In fact, my whole family are scrap hoarders. For instance, for our wedding, I framed the napkin on which my husband had written down my phone number the night we met 7 years earlier. Of course, on the back of the napkin was another woman's number, but no matter. Now that it's framed, you can't see that. My next deficiency relates to execution of tasks in a timely fashion. So instead of driving myself crazy, I adopt the same attitude about cards as I do with my tax returns. I've granted myself a 90-day extension, which gives me till March to get the cards out. And the best part is my cards won't get lost in the December deluge. My March New Year's card will be a standout. Which brings me to yet another character flaw, my low tolerance for political correctness. Each year, people try to outdo each other with recycled paper cards or my pet peeve, the cards that say, "In lieu of a gift, a contribution has been made in your name to cure blank, terribly fashionable disease." The annoying part is these cards invariably come from my wealthiest friends and employers, the ones I am counting on to send a really fabulous gift that I can later re-gift to other people throughout the new year. Lastly, I invariably put the card in a blank envelope, seal it, and then I can't remember who I've written it to, so I have to compensate by keeping all salutations generic, which once led to my mother receiving a card that read, "Warmest wishes from Annabelle Gerwich and family." So this year, in case spring arrives and you haven't received a card from me, the card I hope to send out reads, "In lieu of a gift, a donation has not been made in your name. This year, I paid my increased healthcare premium. Warmest wishes, Annabelle Gerwich and family."
Actress and writer Annabelle Gerwich is a regular contributor to Day to Day.